Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
On this broadcast, we frequently discuss House bills and Senate bills. Most of these, when passed and signed by the governor, automatically become law. But there are other legislative actions as well. These take the form of resolutions, and depending on the subject, they can have wide-ranging ramifications across a broad array of state agencies and even other branches of government. Resolutions are best described as the legislature's position statement on a given issue. They can either be House resolutions or Senate resolutions, which are limited to each specific House, or they can be joint resolutions, which would be the position of the entire state legislature. Examples of some joint resolutions that have passed this session would be HJ 10, a resolution reaffirming Montana's commitment to its relationship with Taiwan, or HJ 14, acknowledging the service of Korean War veterans. SJ 14 opposed the introduction of bison on the C.M. Russell Wildlife Refuge. A joint resolution that failed was HJ 12, a joint resolution requesting a ban on pharmaceutical ads on public airwaves. It would not have had the force of law, but it would have been a way to say that we're tired of the ubiquitous drug ads describing miracle cures for ailments we never knew existed. My favorite part is always the disclaimer at the end of those ads, listing the potential side effects. The actors always seem to be smiling broadly as the announcer says the drug could cause irreversible harm or even death. Sadly, that resolution failed. Obviously, there are legislators who enjoy watching drug industry ads. Since these types of resolutions carry no force of law, they've been described as letters to Santa Claus. In these cases, the legislature has spoken its mind, and that's as far as it goes. There are, however, resolutions that do carry weight and are extremely important. These are the Senate resolutions that confirm the governor's appointments to boards and judgeships. Most of the governor's appointments to boards require no Senate confirmation, but those with quasi-judicial powers receive an extra layer of scrutiny. These include boards like the Board of Livestock, the Board of Nursing, the Board of Public Education, and the Board of Regents. Montana Family Foundation's chief legal counsel was just confirmed to the State Compensation Insurance Fund Board. It sounds rather boring, unless you're someone who's appealing a claim that was denied. Most of the hearings for these positions proceed with little fanfare. In some cases, the appointee isn't even present. But there are some appointees that receive a lot more scrutiny. One example would be the governor's choice for the Commissioner of Political Practices. This person oversees Montana's elections, and the appointment is often one of the most contentious that a governor will make. Another is the governor's appointments to fill judicial vacancies, especially since the legislature dissolved the Judicial Nominating Commission during the 2021 legislative session. This week, the Senate will vote to confirm Greg Bonilla to fill a vacancy on the 9th Judicial District. And finally, we have simple study resolutions. In these cases, the legislature votes on whether to spend the next 2 years studying an issue that's likely to come before the legislature during the next session. These are usually complex issues that require lots of input from lots of different parties. So as you can see, resolutions are much more than letters to Santa Claus. They can be integral to the crafting of good laws and a well-run state. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.